Living from the Heart by Rick Jarrow. When we're envious of somebody, it's because they're mirroring a place in us that does not feel abundant. After all, if you feel abundant, if you're overflowing, the symptom of abundance is that anybody's success makes you joyous. If anybody's success makes you feel anything less than joyous, that's a symptom of scarcity. So if we can resist being angry and focusing on the external and really look within ourselves, we may get very valuable information about what we need to be doing to make us feel better about ourselves. Now, I want to be very clear here. The energy of the heart center has to do with giving and receiving. That means it has to do with supporting others and receiving support from others. Supporting another person doesn't mean that you support their stupidity. It doesn't even mean that you support their behavior. If your kid comes to you and asks you for money to buy drugs, you don't support that behavior. But you can challenge that behavior without withdrawing your love, and this is absolutely crucial. The heart center unites. The mind divides. You may not like what someone's doing. You may even be in a position where you have to reprimand, punish, or condemn someone for what they're doing. But that's very different from withdrawing your love energy from them, withdrawing your compassion from them. I heard a story that really touched me a while back. The Dalai Lama was performing the Kala Chakra initiation, a great Tibetan Buddhist ceremony of empowerment in Dharamsala, India. In the middle of this formal ritual, some Tibetan monks came running into the room, screaming, crying that the Chinese had just murdered hundreds of Tibetan monks. The whole ceremony was disrupted. Everybody looked at the Dalai Lama. The Dalai Lama stopped the ceremony and said to the people, "Now we are going to pray for the Chinese." This may sound idealistic to you. This may sound impossible to you. But I invite you to think about it from the philosophical perspective of interdependency. From the philosophical perspective of karma, that if you hurt somebody, you'll be hurt. You need to be prayed for. If a 4-year-old or 3-year-old comes up to you and hits you, you don't get angry because you've expanded beyond that level of consciousness. This is what we're trying to achieve in the heart center, to have the compassion, to have the breath, not to react, but to respond from a different level. And this will have everything to do with your prosperity in the world.